today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Who's confirmed?
My daughters, Catherine and Elizabeth, my sister Kathy, Paul, Jessica and her family, hopefully. Nice. My niece and cousin Teddy and his family, hopefully. And I hope we get it together. I'm Oscar, and if you want to come in, that would be awesome. It would be great.
And Rob, pop too. Out. It'll be great.
Does Bill Sheehan have high speed? Mike, does Bill Sheehan have high speed internet?
Well, unfortunately, if we were going to Zoom in, you'd have to get a Zoom shovel. That's the way that goes. Speaking of Zoom, we are doing a family reunion on Zoom, organized by your boy, tomorrow.
Can you believe it? Look at what you've taught him.
Yes.
He's like internet.
I'm being thoughtful now. It's amazing, isn't it?
Mike, can I join the family? Just pop in and be like, hey!
Yeah, we can invite you.
Would you like to? Rob, would you like to come in too?
Yeah, I want to watch your family ignore you from all over the world.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, Paula. Are my teeth already blue?
I can't tell on the camera.
Because of the...
I'm afraid to say anything.
Because of the wine? Oh, stop. she begins
right now.
There was
a pep talk of pep talks that happened right before the show started. And it wasn't
resulted
bad,
in a, I think it resulted in a kiss. I think it was nice. It was very nice.
I had to.
An armistice.
Yeah. Carla, do you have a bigger wine glass in the house? Or
do
is
you
that,
like that?
This
is very my
much
big
do.
One.
Yes, it is.
Welcome. Do we have our cocktail party music? Welcome to the Mike O'Mara cocktail party, everybody. Glad to have you along with us today. And Rob, you can turn that up. You see,
the
promo that you started the show with. Yeah, there we go. That's so I can hear that.
All right.
Oscar, when this is all over, we will be back to normal and everything will be right with the world. But right now we're kind of figuring it out as we go along. And the reason we were delayed getting on the air today is we had some latency problems with our video, but I think we've solved that problem.
Mike, Maddie's
at home. I'm trying to be nice right now.
Maddie's
I'm
at
trying
home
to edit
right
myself
now.
And be nice right
Maddie's
now.
At What's home. That? Maddie's at home right now.
That's yes. wonderful.
So,
that's wonderful.
No, but I'm saying we have one less person helping launch this wonderful show, and my wife has stepped in, and Carla's here as well.
Mm-hmm. And we will be taking your phone calls at 888-920-MORE. Carla is with me.
Yes, and I'm drinking a nice red.
And Shannon is in the studio handling our phone calls. Can she speak to us while we're on the air here? Is that possible? Or
she
or no?
Absolutely
wait,
can.
Wait, if she can find her microphone.
Okay.
Hi,
yes.
Shannon.
You're on
hi,
there.
Z. How are you?
I'm doing great. I am currently connected to two separate headphones and microphones, but I am killing it in here.
Nice.
That's awesome. That sounds
good. Good.
That sounds
Thank
so
you.
Clear.
I'm going to mute myself so that I don't accidentally speak when I'm not supposed to be. Love you guys.
Is Mrs. Spiewak babysitting again today? Or
yes, she is providing care today right now. All so right. she All is right. without, but.
You said last week that she would be here.
Things changed.
Do you remember? Yes. Do you remember in Tiger King when not so young, but that woman's husband went missing?
Yes.
And then
yes.
people started wondering what happened. That's what's happening right now.
You know what's really great?
She's in the house. She doesn't want to come on.
No, she's not in the house. What's great is that ever since she's gone missing, we haven't needed dog food.
All right. Let's get it out of the way. Let's just get it out of the way.
Yes.
Did you ask and she said she doesn't want to?
Because absolutely
then I won't
no.
bother you at all.
No, she did. I didn't ask.
She'll be joining us. I was kind of looking forward to it.
The next time she is home for one of these, she will be here, but she provides care until 8 tonight, so she could not do it.
All right. What's the average time that she provides care till? So we could,
sometimes she's home as early as 4. Sometimes it's usually around 7. So but there are times when it is earlier, so we shall see.
All right. Okay.
Now, I did bring down it goes with Carla's oversized wine glass. Brought down my tiny little cocktail shaker here.
What are you going to be?
Your Ina Garten cocktail shaker.
Well, tell Carrie we miss her. We'd love to have her on the show. What are you enjoying?
Well, you see, the thing is, the cocktail shaker is only, it contains ice. because I'm not convenient to my kitchen. I have to mix my drinks here at my desk. So
what are you making?
I'm making a Greyhound, which is ice.
That's an easy drink, right?
It is. It is. It's ice and gin.
Gin.
Yum. I have aviation gin, which is kind of wild because you were talking that you're off the Ryan Reynolds train now.
You know, we can get to it in the bottom of the body of the show, but I'm not sure whether I'm off the Ryan Reynolds train as much as I watched a program, a streaming audio. God knows where I found it. It was one of those sci-fi, tremendous special effects television called, I think, Six Underground or something like that. Oscar,
I watched the show. It's actually a movie on Amazon Prime.
Prime, right.
It's it's too frenetic for anybody that hates CGI.
But the whole, maybe because of that, I felt as though the Ryan Reynolds patter, which we had gotten in Deadpool and Deadpool 2, was just a little between that and the frenetic action scenes where there's just no soul to the movie.
Yum,
at all.
I love grapefruit juice. Dang.
That's good stuff. By the way, as a Floridian, that's not a bad store bought. Florida's Natural, not a bad product. I think
I would love it to be fresh, but you know, you have to do what you have to do. So, ladies and gentlemen, cheers. And cheers to you.
Cheers. Salute. To everybody that's joining us.
And may I offer a toast before we drink? Yes. Mike, you inquired as to why I put 28 on my Facebook page today.
I was dying of it wasn't your IQ, like
no.
put on your thread?
Nor was it my neck size.
I can't hold this forever, Rob.
All right. Mike, we're supposed to still keep
happy anniversary. Right. Today marks our 28th year together.
Oh.
Cheers. Are you and me?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. No, that doesn't involve me.
Happy 28.
Congrats.
Happy.
Wow.
Long time.
I text you? Oh, that's awesome. I called Rob today because when I watch somebody, let me sip. There we go.
Yeah.
Happy anniversary to you.
And to
when
you,
I watch, now that I have actually enjoyed TCM like Rob's been enjoying for years, I watch more of it now, especially during this. It's like, it's my palate cleanser when I'm watching, when I'm overburdened by this coronavirus stuff and I pop it on. And my text to Rob today was, Glenn Ford is a dick.
Yeah, he is truly a weak leading man. Put him in the same category as Dick Powell.
Right, Oscar?
They really just don't carry. Although I was kind, you'll come to this with more time with Turner Classic. Glenn has two N's. He's a two N Glenn.
Yeah, like a 2B Rob.
Exactly. Also a dick.
You learn a few things when they start talking about old timey movies and then try to feign interest. And then you'll be fine. You'll be fine.
I get it.
Well, what? Let's not feign interest anymore.
What Glenn Ford movie did you watch? I was dying to know.
The one they turned into a TV show, The Courtship of Eddie's Father.
Oh, he's bad
with Opie as his son.
Yes. What about Henry Ford?
No, actually it was called Rob's Computer Doesn't Work. That was what it was called. That's what it was called.
My most sincere apologies.
Let's get a call on the air now. Shannon running the phones, and we'll dive right into your phone calls, which we're going to take all through the
afternoon.
What's
that number again?
888-920-6673. That's 888-920-MORE. Hello. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Hold on. That's on me. I apologize.
That's
my apologies.
Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Mike, this is Gabe calling from Sacramento, California.
Gabe, how are you? Gabe, I think if I'm not mistaken, I might have seen some of your posts online. Are you in the healthcare field?
Possibly, yeah. I am an ICU nurse here in a local regional hospital here in Sacramento.
Oh, my God. Front lines. How are you holding up out there?
Well, you know, we've been expecting a surge of patients here this past week or two, and we're starting to get it here.
What I know about Northern California, Gabe, is that the shutdown occurred dramatically, not only in the state of California, but also San Francisco in particular. Do you think that has done some good, or does it sound like your area is starting to spike? And did people in the greater Sacramento area follow the protocol that was set down by the governor? Did they do it? What's the mood out there?
Well, here's a couple of things. One thing is that it seems like Governor Gavin Newsom was pretty proactive in setting those guidelines proactively, and he set those things pretty fast. However, you know, there are some groups that are
By the way, thing, you know, excuse me, Gabe, I have to say, I think at a certain point I feel like you're going to go Baba Booey. I don't know why. I don't know why I feel like that.
well, you know what? Well, because it's true. I mean, in Sac B, the county, Sacramento County, has actually has said that a third of the positive Sacramento coronaviruses have been confirmed from religious gatherings. And you know, God bless people who are trying to, you know,
worship.
Worship, you know, in their certain way. However, you know, we're getting this large influx actually right now in this hospital that I'm at right now. We shot up 33% from a certain community here that have not abided by, you know.
Wow. There it is, folks. Mm-hmm. This is a guy on the front lines that's telling you about it. And, you know, down here, Carla, correct me if I'm wrong, they have not restricted church services.
The churches are still open.
The churches are still open. Golf is considered an essential activity. Not for me anymore. Hasn't been for quite some time.
At least 3 weeks.
But, you know, it's just ridiculous that this is going on. So your coworkers on the front lines of this medical crisis have to be scared out of your minds, I would imagine. Right, Gabe?
I mean, we're terrified. I mean, you know, there's these people who are out there, and, you know, they're communing when they shouldn't be communing. I mean, you know.
Yep.
You know, they have to do what they have to do, but can you do it? I mean, I think God will forgive you if you don't. Commune.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. But you know, to be fair, I've not been to church since all of this started.
Rob.
And here I am.
I remain.
Gabe, keep us posted,
please,
and let us know how everybody's doing, and especially if that, as I described it to Oscar earlier today when I was talking to him, when that sled gets to the top of the mountain and starts going down the hill. That's what we all want to know. Stay safe out there, and you know, listen to this, folks. This is a person on the front lines. You know. Look, if you don't watch any news, and this might be what you listen to get through, maybe we can convince some people, you know, take it seriously. Assume you have it. People like Gabe are out there dealing with this every day. Thank you so much for the call, Gabe, and you hang in there, okay?
Just one thing. I do want to let you guys know, hey, I appreciate you guys keeping on with the show. Just to let you guys know, I listen to you guys driving into work. Sometimes, even when I'm at my job, you know, I have my AirPods on and I will listen to you guys, and coming home from work, you know, seeing all the stuff we see, you know, here on the front lines, I listen to you guys, and you guys are just one of the huge, huge, huge positives in my life. And I just want to let you guys know that, you know, I appreciate what you guys do, and, you know,
oh, we lost
Thank
him.
You, my friend. I appreciate that.
Well, to what he says, you know, everyone talks about doctors, and doctors are an amazing group of folks, but I've never in my life met a bad nurse. Nurses are what make hospitals go. And thank you, sir, for what you do, because without nurses, there are no doctors.
And Rob, you did nurse till what age did you actually nurse till?
I was actually, I got old enough to nurse myself. Have you seen the videos? It's a category. Yeah.
Tubby boots. Let's take another phone call on the Mike O'Mara show, and we'll do it right now. Hello, this is Mike, and you're on the air. Who is this, and where are you calling from?
Shan, we don't need all the info. Just throw them on at this point, please.
Hello, Mike O'Mara show. Who's this, and where are you calling from?
This is Darren calling from Unionville.
Unionville. Where's Unionville, my friend?
In Virginia, sir.
Oh. In Virginia. And what can we do for you today, Darren? Great for calling in. We appreciate it. What's going on?
Thank you, Lord O'Mara, Lady O'Mara, Squire B.U.S., and Friar... Friar Santana.
I'll take it.
Friar Santana.
I'm a friar. That's nice.
A plantain friar.
What's going on, Darren?
Your buddy Kells.
Kells?
Hello? It's your Kells, yes.
I remember Kells. Kells DJ'd at your house more than a decade ago. I remember this. Mike, every time Kells calls, you wonder who Kells is.
Yeah.
But today, we're not gonna change that fact because you're looking at me like I'm crazy.
No, I don't doubt that we had a party in the that he DJ. I remember DJ Kells.
Okay.
Yeah. I remember your old buddy Kells, and I think Kells. You know, we're sorry. We're probably looking for a better reaction. Let's do it all over again. Okay,
all right, so here we go.
Yes. All you need is I say, "Hi, who's this?" And Kells, you say, "It's your old buddy Kells," and we'll have a good fake reaction. All right, 3, 2, 1, go ahead, Kells.
Hey, it's your old buddy Kells.
Hey! Yes!
Yeah!
Yeah! Kells!
The hell was that?
Kells?
That was a lion roar.
Where'd that come from? Did you do it?
I played it. It was part of the excited reaction.
Oh, you scared me.
Sorry,
Kells, thanks for the call. Thank you very much. Mrs. O'Mara is here today. Michael had another online learning session, and I realized that you are a bit of a monster as well.
When, how so?
When you said
are
to
you
me.
Are you telling my secrets?
I'm telling you
your
secret.
You might not want to go there.
That's okay.
Oh, so Carla don't comes go in. There.
So let me explain what happens. So
please.
Mike gets on his Michael gets on his computer, and the kids are doing all the learning, and you hear these wonderful little
beautiful
kids
voices.
Would you let me finish before you do your preemptive attack?
Sure.
And so you hear all this, you know, hey, Miss Sanford, and they're doing all this little stuff. And Carla comes in and goes, God, I hate those voices. And
oh,
I said,
no!
What are you talking about? And Carla says, some of those kids are going, like that. That's exactly what
okay,
you said to
so
me.
Okay, so I said something like that.
Such a
but
monster.
I don't mean it, and I've only said it because I've been in this house doing 1 week of this learning, and
right.
I'm just doing the best that I can, okay? And maybe kids' voices are getting on my nerves.
Okay, let's rewind here. Your son is learning from home.
Yes.
And he's doing the best he can, but there are some kids' voices in his class that grind you the wrong way.
Just because I'm not a kindergarten teacher, so I don't want to hear little kids' voices constantly. You know, up the ups and the downs and the questions and oh my God, it's
children.
Too much.
Oh my
God. That's
like,
why we've only
like
had
one.
We just have one. Thank God.
By the way, another form of communication we're gonna start doing this week on the Mike O'Mara show, and I'm gonna post it right now. If you would like to, I'm gonna put up a thread that says send in your comments. Comments.
Yeah, two
and,
M's.
And questions.
Maybe you should be teaching the kindergartners.
Okay.
And I just started that thread. I'll post it right now.
Perfect.
And I'll be going through this thread during the show. And feel free to join me, Mike O'Mara. That's me, my personal page on Facebook. And I'll get out to you. Let's
That'd
take
be
another.
Fun.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, I like
well,
that.
Well, you're a monster. Why do you hate the sound of wonderful, beautiful?
No,
children?
I'm just irritated. I'm on the edge.
Carla,
don't
why don't you take a page from my book? I believe the children are our future.
I do too.
Okay, very good.
There you go. Let's go. Oscar, you all right? Are you okay? Oscar's under stress.
I'm yelling at Pony, but Sean from Seattle's on the line.
What's Pony doing? What's
nothing.
Pony
he
doing?
Just is not good with digits, but he's okay. He
what,
just
what
digits.
Happened? What
and did he do? I had him send a just push notification me. Out. That was part of our plans. So instead of putting 1-888, he put 888-888. He didn't put the 1 before it like he's an alien.
Okay.
Yes.
Where are we going to right now?
Sean in Seattle, Washington is on the line.
Hi, Sean. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara cocktail party, starting as it always does, a little slowly.
Mm-hmm.
Many parties start slow and end great. Mm-hmm.
And you have to get that last word when I'm taking calls. You're not going to do that. That's the last time
Mike's
you're going to do that.
Mike's a star here, Rob.
You're not going to do that. That's right. That's it. 28 years.
Yeah.
Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. Who's this? Come on.
Hey, this is Sean Clark from Seattle, Washington.
Sean, Washington, one of the early epicenters of all this. How are things going out in the great state of Washington?
Things aren't going too bad, actually. I'm just I'm fortunate to be able to work from home every day of the week. So that's what we're doing. I got a house full of kids, and I'm working in the basement. So it's working out pretty well for me.
Are you sneaking a little drink during the Mike O'Mara cocktail party?
I am drinking Diet Coke and Jack Daniels right now.
Oh, good man.
Hey.
My drink of choice, sir.
That's two of you.
If you need a little more, I might have bought too much. We're good to go.
Are you enjoying our weekly cocktail parties?
I am. This is actually the first one I've been able to enjoy. I've been busy with work meetings for the past two. And
oh, God bless you. That's fantastic. Yes, Oscar.
Yep.
I have a question, Sean. Any pro tips for parents at home that have had a hard time hiding from their children? Where's the best way to place to hide?
In my basement.
Okay. What about the restroom? I've heard the restroom works as well.
No, they follow you in there.
Oh, no.
Just make sure you're not on any video conferencing when you're doing that.
Well, that makes sense. That makes sense.
And I applaud Sean with the time difference. He's drinking at 1:46. That's pretty early, and that shows a lot of enthusiasm. Thank you, Sean.
All right, Sean, thanks for the call. Cool. We appreciate that. I'm going to refresh right now, and we're taking your comments on Facebook and also through the phone lines at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The first one said, Epstein didn't kill himself.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Kevin Chambers. Chris Caulfield writes, Mike, how sad are you that there was no opening day at Fenway yesterday? You know, the Red Sox have kind of burned us with Mookie Betts, so screw them. I'm fine with that. I'm actually more into following my New York Giants and to see what the NFL season holds for the future and whether they're going to start on time. I'm a little worried about Major League Baseball, so I don't know. Joel Hall says, my husband only lets me use two squares of TP for number one.
Does he just stand there and watch her? How does he really know that she's only using two squares?
Joel?
Because I think she should use three. Three's the perfect amount. Three squares.
Three squares is nothing.
For P.
Nothing. You added my...
But if you fold them...
If you added my squares...
Well, for number two.
Yeah, for number two.
Basically, it's the whole rule. It's like really... Yeah, it's too much.
Carla, it's been established on this program that Mike is fastidious.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So yeah. He says.
Yeah, I actually probe to get clean.
it's for your benefit, Carla, and the
family.
Really.
Oh, yeah. Everyone within the house.
Cleaning.
Bringing sexy back.
Let's take one last call before we start the show. This is the Mike O'Mara cocktail party, and the wine is flowing, and we go to the next caller. Hi, caller. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Mike. It's Scott from Fort Mill, South Carolina, just south of Charlotte, North Carolina.
Very good to hear from South Carolina. You guys are in the some of the hot zones now where the South is starting to see the pickup in all of these things. And, you know, I've talked about how much I love my good lady, Brooke Baldwin, who just tested positive for the coronavirus. Another CNN New Yorker who's gone down with this thing. It's just it's stunning. How you doing in South Carolina? What's up?
Doing great, Mike. I'm so glad to have you guys online. I feel like I'm on the Johnny Carson show right now.
Oh, that's sweet. That's high praise.
That's wild. That's some Hi-oh. Wild stuff. A little later on, Ed will be showing us. All right, well, that's great. Hang in there in South Carolina. What are you drinking today, sir?
I've got a little hard apple cider.
Attaboy. That's
nice.
Good.
Good
that's
man.
Good. Thank you.
Good
thank
man.
You.
Nice.
Thank
nice.
You very much for the call. Let me see. Dave Manser. I know that name from a guy that I actually went to high school with. Dave writes, where is all the Schlitz? Someone is hoarding the Schlitz. I think old Mr. Boston is out too. Question and a comment. What do I win? Thank you, Dave. That's great. You start the show. Congratulations, Mr. Manser. Very good.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Okay. Well, thanks.
Stay. Take a drink. Jamie.
Yeah.
Another glass.
Sure.
Darling.
What are you drinking?
Gin. Always gin.
Here you go.
Thanks, dear.
Thank you.
May I tell you a story?
Please.
For generations, men of my family have been rabbis. It was to be my calling. I was quite a prodigy. The elders said I had a 40-year-old's understanding of the Midrash by the time I was 12. But by the time I was 13, I knew I could never be a rabbi.
Why not?
Because for all I understood of the Talmud, I never saw God there.
Yeah, couldn't lie to yourself.
I tried. Well, I tried like crazy. I mean, people were counting on me.
If you had to do it all over again, would you make the same choices?
What choice? The last thing I took away from the yeshiva is this. We can't run from who we are. Our destiny chooses us.
You know what? I got my $5,000 here. That's just fine by me. I'm going home.
Fine. It's a f***ing joke anyway. After all, I am paying you with your money.
What'd you say?
Your money. I am still up 20 grand from this last time. Okay. I stick it in you.
They're trying to goad me.
Yeah.
Trying to own me. But this isn't a gunfight. It's not about pride or ego. It's only about money. I can leave now, even with Grandma and KGB. And halfway to paying Petrovsky back. That's a safe play. I told Worm, you can't lose what you don't put in the middle.
Deal.
But you can't win much either.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
You better, you better, you bet, baby. Yes, sirree, it's the Mike O'Mara Cocktail Party, Friday afternoon. How you all doing today? Live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Cocktail Party with everybody having a great time. I hope you're having a good time as well. We're going to be bringing you the booze, the fun, the phone calls, the Facebook questions and comments. Like my friend Dave Manser in Glastonbury, Connecticut, Keith Moon at the Grunts. All right, from Rochester, Michigan to Janesville, Wisconsin, Culpeper, Virginia, Bear Valley, Anchorage, Alaska, Cheney, Washington, Saigon, Vietnam, the Mike O'Mara Show is on right now, and this portion of our program, yeah, is brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. Mortgage rates are starting to
settle down
a little bit, but not much, but we're still seeing them
shoot up
like a rocket and come down like a
parachute.
COVID-19 has the market unsettled, and it's more important than ever to work with someone
you can trust.
You need to call my friend at Cornerstone First Financial. While the long-term effects of the economy are unknown, it's the mortgage industry that's going to bring everybody
out of this stronger.
Whether it's saving money each month by refinancing to lower rates or pulling equity out to pay off bills, Cornerstone First Financial is in this for
the long haul
and stays on top of all the latest developments and even offers a
low rate guarantee.
That's a little too loud. You're going to get a little off mic. You need Cornerstone now more than ever. Call my friend
Mark Livingstone
at Cornerstone First Financial at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221 or online at cornerstonefirst.com. These rates will get back
to their historic lows.
So call now and get on board. When the liquidity opens up, you'll already be in line to be locked in and
move on to closing.
Call 202-625-1221 and see what they can do for you. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing. It's pandemonium. He's in here now.
Yeah.
The little man has arrived. Let's get back to our phone calls, shall we? I'm sweating. Let's go right now to the next caller. And hello, where are you calling from and who am I speaking with? Go ahead, caller.
Hello there, this is Jason calling from Colchester, Vermont, and no, I do not know Marcus.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yes, that's good. Well, how are things, Vermont, I haven't even looked. I haven't paid that much attention. You think of the wide open spaces of the Green State, the Green Mountain State. How's everybody doing up there in Vermont? What's the feeling up there where you're kind of out of the fray a little bit?
It's better than New York and our neighbors down there, although the governor got on the radio and the news and said, people from New York with your second homes and from out of state, don't come up here.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
Wow. Wow. Yeah.
You know, that's, he doesn't want them spreading it.
Aren't they paying taxes, though, technically, on that property?
Yes, you incredibly selfish Vermonter.
Not only are they paying taxes, but they're paying it at a higher rate on their second home, so we appreciate that.
Oh, that's wonderful. You sound like you're you're truly sensitive during these tough times, aren't you, sir? You know, I get
it. We can to survive.
I understand. All right, thank you for the call. We appreciate that. My next door neighbor up in Maine, Sebastian, writes, "Do you eat bats?"
That's not even funny at any level.
I'm sorry,
Seb. I hate me some bats, boy.
Did you see the bats?
For years.
Did you see the bats the other day on Facebook peeing?
I saw that. Yeah,
that's the worst porn ever.
Yeah, animal porn.
Right.
Charles Adams writes, you guys are the best. I agree.
Yes.
Let's see. Carla O'Mara, are you still doing keto, Carla?
No.
Would you like to tell the listeners what you're doing to keep fit?
Oh, just calories in, calories out, you know, kind of eat what you want. But not as much.
You make it sound so easy.
Yeah, but I'm on the same diet. About. Just eat what you want.
Aren't you two cools for school?
Okay. Simple as that, fellers.
All right, can I have it?
Fat boys.
Mike, yeah, I really thought you were going to say
she just called
fatty.
Us fat boys.
I'll now do Carla's mic technique.
Please, please. Okay? Please.
So she's asked the question about keto.
Oh, I don't know. It's a little, you know, a little in and a little out. You know,
simple as that, fellers.
I'm still, you know, I'm new at this.
She's
thank
learning
you.
From you. She's
yeah,
learning
I understand.
From you. Yes.
Let's take another phone call. Hello. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hello. This is Marty Bass from Baltimore.
Marty, how are you? Well, I know it's tough for everybody. Good at old Governor Hogan is doing his level best to take this seriously.
Yeah, but you know what? We need Mayor Smoke back. He and Kev, they get rid of it all.
You know what? And I'll tell you something. If you brought back the Earl of Baltimore right now, if you brought him back right now, you'd have this problem solved. You get Mayor Kurt Schmoke. You get Cal coming in from third base to work on the COVID. And then you get Earl Weaver to come out to the mound and solve this whole problem. I think it will work out, Marty. Rob, I know you want to jump in. Go ahead.
I got a question for you, Marty. Are you remembering to wash your hands?
Are you washing your hands the right way, Marty?
Guys, I've been shouting it from the top of the Bromo Seltzer Tower. Wash your hands.
Wash them.
That's right. Wash them good. Thank you, caller. We appreciate that. Let me go back then. In here. Let's see. I can't get through. I get a recording. The number is not in service. That's from John Crandall.
Oh, because the lines are locked right now, Mike.
Sorry, John.
You just got to keep trying. Locked.
Keep trying.
Mark says, will you please add my box wife, Marika Andrews, as a friend? All right. I'm going there right now. Yep. We're going to add her.
Well, look at that. She is pretty box, huh?
She does. Mm. She looks a little
she looks cute.
Right in front of your wife, Mikey. She? You're pretty ballsy. Pretty ballsy.
All right,
very ballsy.
All right.
Yeah.
Friend request sent. Just send it to her. All right. Let's
I love your accent.
I can't. That guy was good. Look, you either do it right or you don't do it. If you do it right, then you get that result that
agreed.
The guy
all
got
I know,
right
Mike,
there.
Is you got to sing. You got to sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game or Thank God I'm a Country Boy twice when you wash your hands.
Wash your hands. This is awesome. Let's take another phone call. Hello, where are you calling from and who's this, Caller?
This is Rachel from Phoenix, Arizona.
Hi, Rachel.
Hi,
how
Phoenix.
Are you today?
I am good. How are you guys? Happy whatever day it is.
It's our Friday cocktail party, and isn't that right? I mean, isn't right? You can kind of, they can all run together when you're working from home. It really does get crazy. I do it all the time, so it's my normal to work from home. But doing this in the afternoon and having our little cocktail party is not the normal. Are you enjoying an adult beverage in the middle of the day right now with the Mike O'Mara Show?
I'm dreaming of when I am able to put the kids down for a nap, and then I can do that.
That's cool. Okay.
Priorities
the out there. People. What's the feeling out in Arizona right now? Because I haven't heard much about Arizona.
I haven't either.
Right?
Well, honestly, I am a labor and delivery nurse, so I actually just worked an extra night shift. I usually work day shift, but they were short because we have a few people that are just kind of on leave because of all of this, just you know, like prior illnesses and things like that. So they're short. We open our own COVID unit for only pregnant women starting next week. So that's new. But we have not reached our peak yet in Arizona. It's supposed to come at the end of this month. So we're
how
not
long,
all gearing up for.
You sound young. How long have you been in the healthcare biz?
5 years.
You know, can I point out something, ma'am, and I hope I don't embarrass you when I do this, but do you notice that this is what my dad said to me about people that are heroes? Did you notice that the conversation started and there was nothing about, bingo, this is what I'm doing, this is what I'm doing. It was a fun little exchange. This is kind of the mindset from some of these people. Oscar has family members that do this. Just this... get the work done attitude by everybody in the healthcare. Although I would imagine, just like Gabe, who called in before, it's a scary situation for you guys right now. It's
especially with her having kids.
Yeah, having kids. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's got to be tough
that's
to do what you do.
Biggest fear. Yeah, that's my biggest fear. I'm kind of resigned to that. There's a good chance that I will be exposed to it at some point, but I signed up for this. This is what I did getting into this field.
Wow.
I do worry about bringing it home to my kids, so I'm already kind of OCD about germs, and so I'm like extra cautious about it now.
What's your routine?
Change before we leave, that kind of thing.
That's a good question, Carla. What is what Carla was asking? I'm curious about it too. What is your routine? What do you do when you get home from your shift? What I think a lot of people might be curious to know what the people on the front lines deal with every day. What is your routine? What do you go through when you get home from work?
So, like I said, they will not let you in scrubs or leave the hospital in scrubs anymore. You have to change and leave those dirty scrubs there. And then I get home and I strip in the garage and put it immediately, anything that I was wearing, into the washing machine and start that. And normally when I get home, because I work day shift, I get home about 7:30, 8 p.m. and my kids are just finishing bath time. So I normally, in normal circumstances, would go and help with bath time, but now I go directly to the shower and take a very hot, scrubby shower because who knows what I was exposed to. And then I'll go kiss them goodnight. But that's my routine these days. I don't touch them before I am clean.
I have a question, and I remember back before there was any even thought of a pandemic, when I had my two kids, leading up to that, it's the scariest time for the parents, that the expectant parents. There's so much going through your mind. When you add this pandemic on top of it, what is the mood of the parents that are coming in to give birth at the hospital? How are they handling it? Because they have an amazing amount of pressure added to a very pressure-filled situation anyway.
So I am so glad you asked that. I just want people to think about what's happening, because in the rest of the hospital, there are no visitors allowed. And so there are people dying with nobody at their bedside.
That's so sad.
Our unit, it's terrible. Like, it makes me teary-eyed thinking about it. But in our unit, if I work in triage a lot, which is basically the emergency room for labor and delivery, where we kind of screen and decide whether you're going to be admitted or not. They cannot come up with a visitor. And so I have had some pretty rough cases come in the last week. I had to tell people terrible news, and I'll just let you figure that out. I'm not going to talk about it in detail. And she didn't have anyone at her bedside at the time. We were able to bring someone up, but, like, people are dealing with these scary things by themselves because we can't bring extra people in the hospital. Every person in the hospital is risk of exposure. And then the idea that when they do come in, the parents, the dad or the significant other, whoever it may be, is not allowed to leave. So they are basically in a room until they deliver this tiny human.
Wow.
They go down to postpartum, and then they're discharged and told to directly go home and not leave their house. So
give me your first name again, because I didn't get it. We had you on. Rachel, at the end of the day, I just want you to, I don't know if this means anything to you personally, but this is personally from me to you. At the end of the day, when I put my head on my pillow, I am so proud that there are people that listen to what I do who do what you do, because what you do is something that I will never be capable of doing on any level. And I have no idea whether I would ever even have the courage to do it anyway. But I'm just talking about the people that we need right now. And you've got your kids there. And God bless you. I hope that you join us again and give us an update and let us know how you're doing, because I know that I speak for thousands of people that listen to this show that are so proud of you and what you're doing. And our thoughts are legitimately with you. I think everybody... you're going to have a lot of things that are going to change in the United States of America. One of the things that's going to change is I don't think people will ever look at healthcare professionals the same way again. I think it will be a much, much, much more dedicated, reverent attitude towards the people that put themselves on the front lines going forward. And God bless you.
Thank you
for everything you've
nurses,
done.
Nurses, man. And nurses.
Thank you.
And
thank
we'll,
you.
We'll try to keep it, stupid and light. Yes, go ahead.
No, you guys doing what you do makes me happy and makes me try to keep a routine in my days off, try to work out, because I usually listen to you while you work out. My son is going to be so sad that I talked to you without him. He's going to be 3 in May. He always says your guys' name when we talk, when we listen. But I just want to leave you with one thing that I saw that someone posted. It said, talking about us healthcare workers, which I'm not used to people saying thank you like this, and I don't really know how to take it, but it said that we are no longer the first line of defense, like the first responders. We're the last line of we're the last line of defense. Everybody else, everybody talking about it, and you guys making the same statements of staying home and people being smart, that's the first line of defense now. So just keep doing what you're doing, because we all appreciate it, and we all need something to make us laugh at this point.
God bless you. Well, let me leave you with this, Rachel, before we let you go. I know you're exposed to things every day, but I, as Rob mentioned, I've worked with him for 28 years now. And that's, you know, I don't want to be brave and brag about how brave I am. But every day I live with the threat of mental illness because I work with Rob every single day. Thank you. Thank you very much. God bless you.
Thank you.
Bye, sweetheart.
God
bless you. Thank you. That's wonderful. God, wow. How Man. Articulate and wonderful and wonderful. Brave, and all those people salute. We got more calls and more messages than we can handle, but we're going to get to them, and we will continue with our cocktail party right here on the Mike O'Mara Show right after this, everybody.
Welcome to the TMOS International Airport. The white zone is for immediate unloading of passengers only. There is no stopping in the red zone.
The white zone is for immediate unloading of passengers only. There is no stopping in the red zone.
The red zone's always been for loading and unloading. There is no stopping in the white zone.
Don't tell me which zone's for stopping and which zone's for loading.
Listen, Betty, don't start your white zone crap again. There's just no stopping in the white zone.
Why pretend? We both know what you're talking about. You want me to buy you a subscription to the TMOS bonus show.
It's really the only sensible thing to do, if it's done properly, therapeutically. There's no danger involved. It really is the best show of the week.
The TMOS bonus show. Subscribe today and stop sucking.
Welcome back. Did you mute that? Did you mute my mic?
Hey, you got a board up.
I muted your microphone.
Carla's running board.
Hey.
Nice. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Liquid IV. Everyone is talking about Liquid IV's hydration multiplier. We love it, but I want to tell you about their latest product, Liquid IV Energy Multiplier. Just mix it in water and drink it up. Liquid IV Energy Multiplier tastes delicious and provides a lasting energy boost throughout the day. Where the hell did my music go? I love my music.
It's there.
Oh, there it is. All right. Half of America. By the way, when I can't hear it, they can't hear it.
Yeah.
So I noticed that.
It's a little loud right now. Just a little less. Just a little less.
Half of Americans report that they fight with fatigue every day. This gives you the fatigue-fighting lift at Liquid IV that you get from a couple of cups of coffee, but without the crash. Plus, it contains a mixture of teas and herbs that are high in antioxidants that help improve mood and focus. What's not to like? It's a great all-natural alternative to processed energy drinks. I love Liquid IV, and I know you will too. To get 25%, go to liquidiv.com and use the code TMOS at checkout. That's 25% off anything you order on Liquid IV's website. Just go to liquidiv.com and enter promo code TMOS to save 25% and get better hydration and energy. That's liquidiv.com, promo code TMOS. Don't wait. Start fueling your adventures today. Let's get to the Facebook questions. I opened this up and I got to deal with them. Mike, where's Charlie? Thank you, Tim. No, he's not around right now.
Hi, Tim. Tim Cullen. There you go. Hey, Tim, you did a great job of doing a pose that Tom Gavin would have done.
Vince Hurley writes, what's the one food item that is pissing you off because you can't find it on the shelves right now? That might be better
That's
for you.
That's a good question.
Well,
what's pissing me off for... Oh, Santa!
Hey, buddy!
Oh, hello, Santa.
Aw, the baby.
Cottonelle.
No.
Toilet paper.
I am pissed
But that's
that
not
I don't
a
have
food
Rob's-
island.
Oh, food item. You mean food item?
Yeah, it has to be a food item.
Rob, I am pissed because I want your drink.
Who had,
it's really good.
Ugh.
Who had 42 minutes into the show where Rob gets S-face?
Oh, Rob's the first.
I don't know. I don't know the, let me see here. Steve Mayer writes, God. Like my body?
Like my body.
Yes, I do.
Don't read ahead. Just to pretend you're not even reading them.
These are great.
It's like reading the prompter. It is. It really is. How long did it take all of you to be comfortable saying your name over and over? I don't like saying my name out loud. Feels weird. That is a really great radio question because it does feel a little strange when you're promoting your brand, which is your name, when you're on the air. It's a little odd. It feels odd. I remember that's a weird memory.
Really?
It jogs
like,
me
tell
being
me about
a baby
it.
DJ. Just being a baby
Saying
DJ.
Saying your name like Mike O'Mara.
Hey, it's Mike O'Mara. How you doing? It's fine. I'm Mike O'Mara.
And I have a question regarding that. When was the first time you got your name in a jingle and how did that make you feel when you heard people singing your name? Because that's a whole nother level.
You know, small market radio. I'm trying to think.
Did you have one?
I don't think so. In my early days, I don't think I had one at WYRE. I don't think we had them there. It was too expensive. They didn't have them. The first one might have been
like, what about a promo? Like a promo for a show.
Promo for the show, it sounds pretty good. But I mean, even that small market, when you get to a major market, that's when suddenly that kind of stuff happens to you and you get promos and you get the, and then after a relative short period of time, it doesn't matter. It's just kind of the job.
Rob, just briefly, and we have a ton of calls on the line. So thank you for calling. What we had a cluster of radio stations for CBS Radio when I was a baby DJ. Uh-huh. And when Big O and Duke started, it was a 1 hour show in the middle of the night. And I snuck a liner into the hip hop station, WPGC, for 50 Cent Jackson to actually, Curtis Jackson, to read the liners. And just for liners, like, hey, this is 50 Cent. You're listening to WPGC in Washington, D.C.
Right.
I snuck a liner for, hey, this is 50 Cent. You're listening to Big O and Duke on WHFS. Because I knew all the production guys. I got in so much trouble, I almost got fired. Because the head of the cluster was down from New York, and they said, who the F is Big O and Dukes?
Oh, that's so great.
And what is WHFS? They're an alternative rock station.
Playing constant 50 Cent records.
Yes,
yes, of course.
Gretchen Georgiadis writes, love you guys. Poor Oscar looks sleep deprived. Oscar, are you getting enough sleep?
No, it's actually he's hungry. Aren't you hungry?
I am hungry, yes. I've eaten a little bit of my lunch today.
Folks, he ain't going to say it, and he's going to get mad at me for saying it, but I'm going to say it. He's got Oscar has more to think about than anybody on this broadcast. And that's because Oscar has brothers and sister-in-laws and sisters that are working in the healthcare industry. And anybody that we talked to Rachel out in Arizona, and she's on the front lines. You see the people on TV, they're on the front lines. They're people that this is affecting that are the loved ones of people that are putting themselves in this. So not only is Oscar running around and doing the ESPN live shots and doing our show and doing Big O and Dukes, but he's dealing with that. So it might not be fatigue as much as being pretty stressed out during this period
of
time.
But this is a nice respite, and we get to do this, so it's a blessing.
Right. How late am I right now, Rob? Am I okay?
You're not bad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's take another phone call right now and get on the line at 888-920-6673. Hello, caller. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Hannah from Leesburg, Virginia.
Yay, Leesburg!
Woo! Leesburg! In the house.
All right,
I'm calling from the COVID house. We have 2.4% of the COVID virus in our house in Loudoun County, Virginia.
Wow.
Wow.
Now, those percentages, Rob, I'm not a mathematician, but how many people do you have? What do you have, 100 people that are living in your house or something? I'm just kind of...
Four.
You have...
My husband's the engineer. He did the math.
Okay. So who's sick in your house right now?
So I am on the mend now, finally. I've been posting and Mike's been sharing my posts. I'm on the mend finally today.
Oh, this is
better.
Hannah. This is Hannah post. Yes.
My documenting my journey through COVID.
Hannah, let me ask you this question. How soon after you had gotten that diagnosis did you put that post up? Because I was so moved by it.
People need to share. Yeah.
You shared that you got your diagnosis, right?
Pretty much. That day.
Oh, yeah. My God. Wow. It was so brave.
You know, you can't call everybody, right? Friends and family, colleagues, everything. And I also felt like not that many people, particularly right here, not that many people have it yet, but it's serious business. And I thought if I could do anything sort of public awareness about how, I mean, we have no idea how we got this bug, no idea. And we were super, super careful. So, you know, anything that I could do to sort of just heighten people's awareness and make them realize that it makes you sick. It really does.
Yeah, but one of the things you had said, and I remembered it because, I mean, it you know, I watched it a couple of times, Hannah, and you mentioned that you believed, and so many other people have said this, that that your son, I think it was, had come back and had been sick, and you thought that maybe this thing has been hanging around a lot longer, and that might have had something to do with it. I mean, it's tough. It's a tough call, but other than that, you guys were like wearing gloves and practicing all the protocols, right?
Right. And Ben is still healthy.
Your husband.
No. Mike's the husband. He's sick.
Okay. All right. So your husband did test positive for it.
He did. My husband and my mother both tested positive. And
your mom's 85, right?
She's 85, and it's her. In fact, we had EMTs and ambulance here this morning.
Oh, my God.
She did not go to the hospital, but she's very weak. It's hit her much harder than it hit us. It's going to be day by day to see what happens with her. But then I've got the 20-year-old who's fine. He tested negative.
And you sound better. You sound a lot better than when you posted the other day.
Yeah.
Right. No, I feel a lot better. I feel a lot better.
Oh, that's so
tough. Happy you're feeling
still
better.
On quarantine. Thank you. We're still on quarantine. But I was told Mike said I should make sure to give a shout out to my new best friend Dirk.
What did Dirk do? Of course.
Wait,
Dirk.
Is Dirk cheating on me?
So Dirk has been so nice.
Oh yeah, Dirk
course
is nice.
He has.
He is like the first person. The first person to watch my post. He's like the first person to make a comment. He has sent me private messages. Yeah.
Must be nice to have the time.
He's been really sweet.
Yeah, you know, Dirk's married, right?
Well, you know, yeah, that's true. Yeah, yeah. The Dirk
we
only,
love you, Dirk.
Well, nice Hannah, person. Dirk only nice did that because of me. That's the only reason that happened. It's because of me. That's why Dirk followed you. All right, we do have to. Hannah, to your family, especially your mom.
Yes.
We keep us posted. Maybe if you can get through with a comment or you can let us know online.
Updated, please.
How your mom's doing. I'd be very curious about that. Can you do that for us?
I will do that.
Thank you, Hannah.
Bye, Hannah.
Best to your family. We've got to take a break. When we come back, more of your phone calls, more messages. This could be an 8-hour show, but it's not going to be. We'll take a break, and that's it. No explanation. It's not going to be. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Hi, I'm Ina Gardner.
Ina.
My favorite podcast, The Mike O'Meara Show, is incredibly funny. But sometimes when I want to listen, my hands are full. Literally. It's not easy to download a podcast with a fistful of roasted eggplant spread covered with a reduced garlic aioli. Or if you're 10 little piggies or cradling a standing rib roast with a crispy Gruyere Yorkshire pudding. That's why when I'm in the Barefoot Contessa kitchens, I rely on Alexa. How easy is that? All I have to say is, hey Alexa, play The Mike O'Meara Show, and the most recent episode plays right away. How easy is that? Even Jeffrey can do it, and I actually really hate him. In fact, we really hate each other. It's like being married to a hobbit. How tragic is that? TMOS and Alexa, they go together like little thin slices of salami and caperberry. Now back to my custard.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Harry's. Now is not the time to overpay for razors. Can I say a personal thank you to my buddy at Harry's that changed my order? It was going to Maine, and they flipped it around really quickly, and they're sending me the same order down here. I said, we're fine if it stays up in Maine when I get there, and then we got the one coming down here. It's a long story.
Say it again.
I had a big package from
Harry's. I can translate if you will.
Thank you. Please do, Austin.
Mike ordered something that ended up going to Maine, but they said, don't worry about it. We'll send it to Maine and we'll send it to Florida. No charge. We'll take care of you.
What?
That's it. That's how they did it.
So you're saying excellent customer service?
Yeah.
Hey.
Yes.
Join the 10 million who have tried Harry's. Claim your special trial offer by going to harrys.com/TMOS. Harry's is a return to the essential quality at a fair price. Just $2 per blade. They make their blades in a German factory.
Einen German factory with the blades. There we go.
They probably won't like that, but I'm making a little joke. I've had a little wine, Harry.
Hey. Sure.
Harry.
Come on
now.
Come on, Harry.
Blade refills are delivered directly to your door on your schedule with or without a subscription. Yeah.
Harry.
With a 100% quality guarantee. If you don't love your shave, let them know, and they'll give you a full refund. And they're sponsoring this show today, this cocktail party, because they care about you, the listeners.
Yes.
1% of proceeds are set aside for nonprofit organizations devoted to helping provide access to better health care for men and veterans. Our listeners can redeem their Harry's trial set at harrys.com/TMOS. You will get the weighted ergonomic handle for a firm grip, 5-blade razor with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel with aloe to keep your skin hydrated, and a travel blade cover to protect your razor. Go to harrys.com/TMOS. to start shaving. It's really easy to do a commercial with your hand up in
my
face.
Oh, I'm just raising my hands.
All right. Why don't you show everybody what we're enjoying?
Oh, well, I have two things then.
All right, go
that
ahead.
And something else.
All right. We're going to show you the wine we're drinking.
Show and tell. Yeah.
Is that the Malbec?
That's Punani. That's Punani nice. Wine.
It's
what is it? It's
Punani.
It's Punani. It's Unanimi. Unanimi.
Unanimi.
Yeah, you
Gran
know me.
Vino Tinto.
Argentina.
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 What is it?
Argentina.
Sure.
Argentina. Argentina.
This is Punani wine.
No, it's
and
not.
It's good.
It's not that at all.
Lot number 142.
Right. We got to take Oscar, I know
we have
calls.
Hold on, hold on. I have something. Okay, so like, you know how you've been wanting me to cut your hair,
ooh.
Right? And I don't have any, I just can't because I don't know how.
All right, you're buzzed now. You're
but
talking
either way.
Yeah, I know.
But either way, I was thinking, maybe I could shave your head with a Harry's razor live on air.
Ooh. Oh, great idea, Carla. Glad. Welcome to the world of performing. Not. Okay. Thank you.
Make sure you finish your wine first.
All right. Let's see. Phone number. David Smolar says phone number not working. That's not correct, David.
Working.
Because it's working because we're getting lots of calls. They're just stacked
They're
up. We don't have the capability.
Maybe we have them blocked.
We don't have the capability. I just said capability.
Four lines are locked.
That's your second mistake.
Sharon Adams, someone posted this on our neighborhood Facebook page in Flower Mound, Texas. Let me see what this says. Sorry. Carol killed her husband.
That's right.
That is funny. She so killed her husband.
So
hey,
funny.
All you cat and kittens
I
out
love
there.
This. Mike, this is Wimpy from Hancock County. I have some urgent news for you. But your phone number says it's been disconnected. All right, what's going on with our phone
Mike,
number saying?
All circuits are busy when they go or the number
is
isn't working.
Is it saying it's all circuits are busy or that it's been disconnected?
It depends on when they call. That's what happens.
And okay. Also,
why
it might be bad
that?
Shtick because it's probably not really Wimpy from Ruth
right.
and Wimpy's, is
Pony,
it?
Pony,
guys,
whoever the powers that be, I understand we have four lines.
Yes.
There's a very logical way. I've worked in radio for 40 years.
Yes.
When you have it, that's incorrect. You shouldn't be getting that. You should be getting all lines are busy or some sort of message when the lines are locked. We will figure it out. We're not a radio station, but we're trying to do our best. Rob Shamlin writes, my wife is due to give birth to our second child in 3 weeks. A whole new definition of fear. Rob, God bless you.
Yeah.
Hang in there. Rob from Eric Quick says, Rob, I have some beer for you. It's so Polish. Bill Nouse wrote, did you ever get a response from Chris Cuomo?
Did you?
Aww. Great question.
Nope.
Aww.
Sorry.
He's sick.
No. Not a response. He didn't read it. Or he didn't see it.
He hasn't
or maybe
seen it
he didn't do that. Yeah.
Well, did you see last night? His fever is so high, he's hallucinating. I think you could probably give him a pass.
Wasn't that fascinating, Rob?
It was.
That
it really was.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Am I too loud?
He chipped
loud?
A tooth.
Mike, if you turn up her bass, Mike, on her, it'll be less grating.
Jimmy Cerrito.
Nothing against you.
It's not grating at all.
All right, I got to go into the thing to do that.
No, you don't.
I'm sorry.
I don't have any cue here.
You're making people hate me because of my voice.
It's three equalizers right above her actual fader.
They're, yeah.
Yes.
Stop, don't touch anything.
And
if
you give her a little more bass, it'll be less grating for you.
Are you all about that bass?
All the bass.
Yes, of course.
What did you do, Mike?
There you go, Mike. You got it. Now, Carla, why don't you talk? Let's hear.
Hello.
I
didn't change anything.
There you go.
All right. Anyway, Jimmy Cerrito writes: will Rob and Darlene be keeping everyone awake again tonight?
Maybe. Oh. Who knows?
What does that mean?
That Darlene's my jukebox.
Oh. Okay.
Oh. Boo.
Brian Thomas writes:
yay!
Ask Oscar if we can please get push notifications on the TMOS app when the show goes live.
They just got
Ooh,
it.
Nice.
They just
yeah,
got it.
They got
Done
it.
Deal.
Joel Rogers, am I caller 100, it's me. Brian Cheever says, is that Baltimore Billy narrating Hulu's buried secrets of World War II? Now I have to go watch it.
Now that's worth working at it, isn't it?
Yeah. Samantha Farrell says, cheers. Huge thank you to all that you, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana do to keep us laughing. Oh, stop it. We're fine. God bless you, Samantha. Tom Burnett, happy cocktail hour, everyone. Has the extra time at home given any of you guys the urge to take up new interests or hobbies?
That's a good question.
Or revisit, that's why I'm laughing at it. Uh-huh. Or revisit ones you've abandoned in the past. As an essential employee, I'm still out in the battlefield trying to keep TP on the shelves. But if I were home, I'd learn how to juggle.
That's
because.
Great.
Thanks, Tom.
I just finished a hook rug.
So? So what have you taken up?
But I haven't taken up anything.
Yeah, calories, complex what? Carbs.
Bike riding.
Well, bike riding. I was riding carbs. Bikes before, you know. What's that?
I said you took up complex carbs.
Complex carbs.
Well, he did for a while, then we had to have the talk.
Yeah, the talk. Yeah. Glad we had it. Happy.
Because
it
was leading
very
up to that,
simple.
Leading up to that, Oscar, he was only doing simple carbs, but now he has the time to understand the more complex ones.
Glad you got that in timing. All right, let's go. Let's take another phone call. 28 years.
Shannon, go to the caller that's been on for 19 minutes, please. Thank you.
Yeah, by the
on.
Way, the call, the messages are, I'm a half hour behind.
So. You're good. Mike, 19 minutes, this person's been on the line.
Hello, caller. Who's this?
Hello?
Hi. Yeah, I know you've been waiting a long time. Who's this and where are you calling from?
This is John Crandall from Tempe, Arizona, and I'm calling with the phrase that pays.
Oh, perfect.
Ah, the phrase that pays is Punani wine. What can we do for you, John?
Oh, not a whole lot. I'm just sitting here working. I'm a special ed teacher. We're supposed to keep working even though we're at home.
So are you doing the distance learning with the kids?
I'm doing it to the best of my ability. It's basically calling kids. If I can get them on Zoom, I can do it that way.
You're breaking up. Sorry about that. Sorry, John. I know you waited a long time. Let me just mention this, that... sorry that you couldn't stay on longer, John. Speaking of Zoom, we are doing a family reunion on Zoom organized by your boy tomorrow.
Can you believe it? Look at what you've taught him.
Yes.
He's like internet.
I'm being thoughtful now. It's amazing, isn't it?
Mike, can I join the family? Just pop in and be like, hey!
Yeah,
we can invite you.
Would you like
would
to? Rob,
to.
Would you like to come in too?
Yeah, I want to watch your family ignore you from all over the world.
We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Master, are you prepared to crush the Rebel Alliance?
I will be in a moment. But right now, I'm updating my Mike O'Mara Show app.
Mike O'Mara Show app? What is it?
You have a mobile phone, right?
Sure.
Is it a smartphone?
Yes, of course.
What you must do is go to the App Store and type in TMOS and hit search.
But is it my destiny?
Yes, yes. We love it.
Hi, we were just talking. Hi, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara
Show.
Brought to you by our TMOS Shopping Center. As luck would have it, even if it was safe to scurry out into the world to do your shopping, which it isn't, chances are most of us shouldn't be driving right now. Anyhow, cheers. Drink up, Shriners. Rob's talking about the booze.
Of course.
Luckily, shopping has never been easier, even if you've had a few. And even better, you can help us out while you get what you need. Just visit the TMOS Shopping Center. Yeah, I don't like to feel like we're taking advantage, but we've had this shopping center up on our website forever.
Yes.
And people are doing more Walmart and Target online shopping than they've ever done before. Mm-hmm. And right now, our show, I have to be honest with you, we're not doing as well as we normally do. We're struggling like everybody is struggling. So the banner is right there for you to do your online shopping through TMOS, and that would help us right now. You can go to Target, you can go to Walmart, and you can help us out. Hit up MikeO'MaraShow.com. The banner's right there. Click it. Go on now. Click it good. Instant access to Target and Walmart. Trust me, if they don't have it, you don't need it. Just make sure that you access them through our banner. Anything and everything you need delivered to your door while you safely isolate on your Davenport. Protect yourselves, save others, and support TMOS. It's a win-win-win. Target and Walmart, the TMOS Shopping Center. Shop from home and help us out.
And it doesn't cost a thing, right?
It's just the same. Oscar, before we get back to the phones, I want to burn through these right here.
Messages.
Let's see. Hey, Mike, the phrase fat man in the bathtub in the song by Little Feat is actually a reference to a certain part of a woman's anatomy that might rhyme with Jerry Seinfeld's girlfriend name in that one episode.
Oh, I did not know that.
Okay, I get it. Okay, yeah. Well, it's pretty... So it's penis vagina.
Did not know that.
Thank you.
That's fascinating.
Bill Nash writes, We want Darlene. We want Darlene. If we can't get Carrie, we want Darlene. So these are people that were fans of Rob's Jukebox Show. And people also asked for a Cake and Cookies episode.
Oh, so sweet.
Okay, yeah. We'll
craving
get on
this
that.
Kind of... Oscar, you know, just to be selfish and Trumpy for a second, are our numbers reflecting more listenership during this difficult
Mike,
time?
Mike, they're seeking an escape, and we're here for them.
Of course.
All right, very good. Jeff Stark writes, have you all seen the latest season of Ozark? A somewhat tense but welcome distraction from everything else going on. I might be diving back into Ozark.
This season, I think you'll like a lot. Less complications.
Last night we were watching, finishing up and refreshing ourselves on season two because it seems like it's been gone so long, I forgot where we were. So we should get into season three this summer. Weekend. What?
Doesn't Rob Oscar
oh my God,
win
Rob,
the award
you
usually?
Are up right now.
That you know what? That's number two.
Jesus
Rob.
Christ.
Rob wins the award for getting the most wasted now. Two weeks in a row.
He doesn't have to go far. He just stumbles to the couch next to him.
That's
By
right.
By the way, the Malbec, can I be honest with you? It tastes phenomenal. It's got a great, but as far as the actual kick value.
Not great
so
for,
you're jealous of Rob.
Not great for
I'm
binge
jealous
drinking.
Of Rob.
Not great for binge drinking. Malbec.
What you need is some overproofed gin like this.
Oh my
I
God.
Love gin.
Proofed? Some what?
Overproof gin.
Is that
proofed?
Yeah, that's number three. All right. You and Mike are tied.
All right, let me see.
Mike, the calls are blown
guys,
through.
I know they are, Oscar, but I've got to read the messages. Oscar.
Read the messages.
Steve Mayer writes, guys, this is supposed to be questions for Mike on the show.
Sorry,
yeah, guys.
People are doing first stick. Let's get another phone call right now. We'll go to the phones. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. Hi, who's this? Turn that down. Where are you calling from? Hello?
Hi there, this is Wimpy from Hancock.
Hi, Wimpy.
Hey, Wimpy.
How are you?
You're doing okay here, but I got some urgent news for you.
Oh.
We got the Rona in Hancock County.
No.
Well, finally. My sister told me nobody
it broke
had it.
Out.
Where?
Where?
Hannaford's in Ellsworth.
No.
Not Hannaford's.
Wow.
You're a Hannaford's man, aren't you, Mike?
Yeah,
I'm a Hannaford man, not a Shaw's man. And
well, you think about it if you get up here, you think about that. You think about that going into Hannaford's. How that's where
we'll have to go to the Walmart
for Hancock County.
Oh my God, they finally got one up
hey,
there.
Oh,
Hannaford.
Have you been baking
Carla,
any pies,
Carla?
No,
you don't
we
need
can't
to
get
scream.
Eggs anywhere. Walmart.
Jeez,
got
I'm
eggs.
Sorry.
Nobody's got eggs.
Well, what about your next door neighbors?
No, I hate them.
Thank you very much for the call. Yes, go ahead.
Oh, I got to know because I'm planning ahead. I kind of rely on your business to make my payroll. Are you coming up this year?
That's a good question.
We would love to, but we're like everybody else right now, wondering what the hell
TBD,
future is going to hold. A lot of my family's up there. I'll be talking to them tomorrow. So who knows?
Yeah.
You know, it's just
I
crazy
would go
to
over there and
right
shake
now.
Kathy's money tree.
Well, I hope we get to see you this year. Good luck to you guys.
Yeah, but
what
from
are you
a
yelling?
Distance.
Thank you.
Did
thank you,
you
for
turn
the call.
My mic down?
Yeah, I did because you were screaming and it was.
Do
like,
I sound
well,
okay or do I?
You
need
sound
to be
fantastic.
Now you
no,
sound
don't
great.
Lie.
Now you
no,
sound
you do.
Fantastic.
Mike, who all is going to be on the family reunion Zoom? Is who's confirmed?
My daughters, Catherine and Elizabeth, my sister Kathy, Paul, Jessica and her family, hopefully
nice.
My niece and cousin Teddy and his family, hopefully. And I hope we get it together. I'm Oscar. And,
and
if you want to come in, that would be awesome. It would be great.
Pop in
and
pop
too.
Out. It'll be great.
Does Bill Sheehan have high
too.
Mike, does Bill Sheehan have high speed internet?
Well, unfortunately, if we were going to zoom in, you'd have to get a zoom shovel. That's the way that goes.
Is that because he's dead?
That's because he's dead, Carla. Very good.
Pretty good.
Well
pretty
done,
good.
Man.
Pretty
that,
good.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Pretty good.
All right. Hello, Mike O'Mara. Let's take another phone call. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Oh, my God. I got through. Thank God. Hey, this is Grimey from Maitland, Florida.
Grimey.
Hi. How are you,
hey,
sir?
Hey, Grimey.
I'm doing all right. Listen, guys, I got to make this short, but I saw you guys were doing your show. One, I want to say thank you so much for doing it. You guys are amazing. But I'm working the restaurant right now. It's literally just me and my chef slinging out to goes, but I have to have a drink, and I think I can get away with it if I'm drinking with you guys.
Absolutely.
So, we love it, Grimey. We love it.
What are you drinking?
Okay. I'm literally sneaking behind the bar right now. I got to put the drink, but I'm grabbing a bottle of tequila right now.
Nice.
And salud, amigos. I love you guys. You're amazing. Carla, you sound beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Love you too, Grimy.
Thank you.
Stay safe, my friend. I appreciate that.
Tequila. Great call.
Let me get back to these messages right now. How is Oscar's search going for his brother's mask? That
good
comes
question.
From Terry Tim Lettich. What's going on with that, Oscar?
There's been an overwhelming response. There are masks coming in from around the country. What's fascinating is, and thank you so much to these wonderful listeners. If you don't know, we're looking for these 3M painter's masks, and they would be used as a substitute for these N95 masks when it actually peaks in Boston or the New England area. And once done in Boston, they will be sent to another hotspot. We're having them sent to Podcast Village at the moment, and then I will make sure they get to Boston overnight. So that is the best. And I have a post right now on the fan club. I'll make sure to post it on the Michael Myers Show Facebook page as well. Thank you so much.
And what you said in the post, Oscar, is that this is the kind of thing that you probably have in your garage or your workshop. You might not even be thinking about them because these are not medical grade masks.
It could be in your shed. It could be in your closet.
Look for them. Exactly.
Used or new, and filters, whatever you have, we'll take them. It's really going to be the last line of defense, and a lot of these hospitals have to sort really for themselves sometimes. So we want to make sure they have them. And selfishly, it's my brother and sister, and I'm worried about them.
Yeah, of course.
Who could blame you? Fred Vigner from The Average White Band writes, Carla needs a mic stand.
Thank you for everybody that's been commenting that, because I do. I need a mic.
It was one guy that wrote that.
No, two. That's the
second one. I got down to it again.
Mike,
that's the same.
Why don't we
the same message.
What if we sent her a mic boom and a similar mic?
Yeah, whatever. Chris... Katie Forbes, God bless her. She writes, thank you to Rob, Oscar, Carla, and Shannon for creating such a light spot in a dark time. We truly are a family.
Love you, Katie.
Love you too, Katie. What do you think? What kind of mic stand would she need here?
Don't get me too comfortable here.
Yeah, you're not. By the way, this is not going to last forever.
No. Mike, I spoke to Katie yesterday.
My world.
And, were you aware of what the governor of Georgia, his name is Brian Kemp, he made an announcement yesterday. Did you hear it?
We didn't know that you could be asymptomatic and actually spread this virus until 24 hours ago. Do you have the clip?
I have the clip. And this is the amazing thing, because of all the things that have changed since we first learned about this,
this
is the one thing that's real.
New feature, the Mike O'Mara Cocktail Party Douche of the Week. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to this guy. This is from yesterday or the day before?
Georgia Governor Brian Kemp is his name. Brian Kemp.
Brian Kemp. All right, here we go. Let's play the clip.
Well, we've been telling people from directives from the CDC for weeks now that if you start feeling bad, stay home. Those individuals could have been infecting people before they ever felt bad. Well, we didn't know that until the last 24 hours. And as Dr. Toomey told me, she goes, this is a game changer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm glad you finally
Seriously?
Governor of a
state. He's a liar.
Well, it's either that or it's
pants
look, it's
on
either,
fire.
It's either dishonesty or stupidity.
Yes.
It's either
Lewis
and by
Black
the way,
would call it a pants on fire situation.
Right. Exactly. Do we have to take a break, Rob? Another break?
It would be great if we could take our last break.
All right. We're going to try to get more of your phone calls on. By the way, we're doing a bonus hour. So
yes.
Thank you. Yeah, we'll do that. What's everything all right, Oscar?
I'm trying to do the best I can, Mike, which is not enough, apparently.
Okay, very. And the answer is yes. Yes, absolutely. The answer is yes. Yeah, 100%. We'll take a break and come back with more. You make me nervous.
Yeah.
Hey, folks.
And now, King's Things.
Hi, I'm Larry. I don't trust my doorknobs. I haven't tied a shoe in over 12 years. How about a TV show about cheese?
My medicine chest is mostly full of ointments.
I don't understand TikTok, but I love it. Canned fruit cocktail. Underrated. I just don't think that Joker movie was all that funny. I once lost a finger in a zipper accident. I need somebody to help me find my keys. When I need a laugh, I listen to the TMOS bonus show. Your passport to the assport. Whoa. Funny, right? Buy it at MichaelMarishow.com.
Buy it.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. By the way, Oscar and I were just communicating about it. The bonus show will begin at the end of the regular show.
Let us roll right into this.
All right, cool. Be aware of that. And this is, correct me if I'm wrong, Rob, this is our last break right here.
Yeah, this is the final spot.
Will, stop, and we will come back. Anyway, yeah. This portion of our program, our sponsored program, is brought to you by the TMOS T-shirt store. Let me tell you about one of the greatest things in the world. I love pockets. They're the best. You need them to play billiards. Oscar loves them when they're hot. Marsupials have them in their tummy to carry their young.
Yes.
Isn't that great? And now you can be just like a marsupial, because if you buy a TMOS logoed hoodie, you've got a built-in pouch ready to go. And what's the best thing to put in the pouch?
What?
Well, a TMOS logo T-shirt.
Yes.
Of course.
You can buy the hoodie and put the T-shirt in it. Then you're buying two things.
Yes.
Isn't that great?
Isn't that great?
So quit wasting time. Buy one of each. Now available. Now is the time to let your TMOS flag fly, ready to be delivered right to your front door with zero human contact. Just click the T-shirt banner at MichaelMarishow.com and ta-da.
Right there. You got it.
Boom.
Oscar Santana, our next message comes in and says, Oscar Santana writes, you look like you are asking Carla for sexual favors during the break. Just FYI. P.S. The lines are locked.
What were you doing during the break when you were muted?
What were we doing?
I was talking to her about her microphone technique.
Oh, because I saw a lot of this. So I was like, what is going on?
Yeah, I saw that too.
He said if I wanted to yell, I'd take the microphone away.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what he said.
Yeah.
Yaz McGowan Brintonston writes, Mike, I love Carla O'Mara. You are cracking me up, girl. Keep on keeping on.
Well, dang.
Wow.
I have a forehead. Yeah. Right, thanks, Yaz.
Lines are locked and loaded. Thanks, that. I appreciate that, Yaz. Great first name. Let's take another phone call right now from our listeners out there.
Who?
Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Hey, what's going on, TMOS? This is your friend Preston from Stewartstown, Pennsylvania.
Oh, it's Blind Preston. Blind Preston,
yes.
Mike.
Mm-hmm. Another visually challenged listener. They're great with getting in on the phone lines. How are you, Preston?
I'm doing pretty good. Long time no talk. You know, I just been, you know, doing my part, staying in, going out for essential things, keeping up with friends on video chat and Facebook Live. So, yeah. No.
And you're not driving, are you? You're not driving, are you?
Hey, you know, here's a funny story, Mike. Every time I go to my bar for drinks and stuff, I joke with people because I tell them, hey, until I get my Tesla, I can't take you home.
But it's got to suck, too. You know, I was thinking about people that, they're part of their life. Their family members mm-hmm. are when they go out to their local watering hole, like
sure.
yours. You know,
we were just talking about this the other night.
Yeah, we were talking about that. They don't have that.
No, it's so sad being by yourself. Yeah. Locked down.
It sucks. Tough. Let's take another. God bless you, Preston.
Thank you, Preston.
Love you, Preston.
Let's take another phone call. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
This is Brett, formerly from Northern California, now in DFW, Texas.
VFW, Texas?
DFW, Dallas-Fort Worth.
Dallas-Fort Worth. Oh, Dallas. I thought it was at VFW. I'm like, you're from the Veterans of Foreign Wars town? That's I should have heard that better.
That's a Malbec. That's a Malbec.
Thank you. Yeah, let's watch this.
Sir, so what's up, sir?
Hey, just wanted to touch base. I was actually able to get in touch with my mom via my Ring doorbell and check on her. Having problems with the phone systems, but just
how old's your mom? How old's your mom, sir?
Oh, she's 82 and lives out there in Northern California. She has blockaded herself on the 10 acres of her ranch.
She's a smart lady.
Yeah, very smart to be staying in there mm-hmm. and hunkering down with that. And, no, I'm not going there. I was just going to say with these governors, that's why I think we kind of need the smartest people to be at the top of the food chain here to effect national policy to make sure that we don't have governors that really thought that you could catch this thing and only found out 24 hours ago to override those guys. You know,
right.
I mean, because as good as some of these governors have been, some of them are asshats and are not protecting their people because nobody has
Georgia.
In my neighborhood. Georgia, there's your classic example. Let's take another phone call right now as we go around. Yes, go ahead, sir. Yes.
Oh, no, we actually hung up on him. Shannon,
sorry,
I apologize.
Call back next week. We're going to do it again next week. Let's take another phone call because I want to get through these. Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
Hello, this is George from Rockville.
What are you drinking, George?
I don't drink. I have health issues to where I can't. I wish I could, but I like talking to you guys.
Thank you, George.
Yeah, I wanted to ask Rob and Oscar, did they ever enjoy the pastel del natas that I brought over a couple times to the office?
Oh, yeah, George, you know
they were great.
Thank you so much every time you bring over some treats.
That annoying guy that bugs you sometimes.
You're not annoying. You're very sweet. You're kind, and we quickly usher you out of the office right away.
Yeah.
Carly.
Yes,
sorry. Go ahead. Yeah, what?
I've been dealing with this. My wife is terminally ill. We placed her in nursing care 2 years ago. You know, the fat, again, annoying guy with the sweet, adorable wife that's in the wheelchair. We were out for the DC improv.
I remember you. I remember you. Absolutely.
George,
how's
you're a 10
doing?
Out of 10.
Yeah, I haven't seen her in about a month. The positive, though, the nursing home went under lockdown. I've been helping my mother. The only two places I go, because I have some immunocompromisation myself, is my mother's house to help her out. Wear gloves. I have isopropyl alcohol in a little spray bottle. So, because I can't get it. My mother is in mature years, so I don't want her to get it. And
absolutely.
Nursing home. Yeah, because I've been paying attention since early February, and it's really scary. Especially for people who have health issues. And the nursing home, at least, the one she's in, took it seriously from the beginning, as they went lockdown even before the governor said the order. And they all wear gloves, masks. She's been telling me that they take really extra precaution with the patients there. And it's just, I see for some of the nursing homes in Maryland that have gotten this, there was no excuse. Because, I mean, like, as you guys were talking about that Georgian governor who's an idiot.
Yep.
The facts are there, and so many people are dying when it doesn't need to. And it's like,
I agree.
We'll get through this eventually. And it's thank you guys for having it. I've been.
He actually hung up. I don't know what happened.
All right, thank you, thank you very much.
George,
we appreciate the call.
George, if you are immunocompromised and you need any help in the Montgomery County area, please just contact me directly. We can do what we can do to drop off anything we can to your loved ones.
Oscar,
you shouldn't be out
phenomenal.
And about. Please.
What a good guy you are, Oscar.
Please. One of my best friends in the whole world, the Colburns, Michael Colburn, writes, love the medical heroes, but there are others on the front lines as well. His kids. My kids, Michael writes, are working in the grocery and parcel delivery industries, coming in contact with hundreds of people and packages on a daily basis, and resulting in 3 out of the 4 people in our house sick with flu-like symptoms. Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
Because we can't get COVID tests here in Indiana. We may never know if it's the Rona, but it seems pretty likely.
Yeah.
I know that both Nancy and Michael are both fit. I believe their children are both fit. So we're thinking of you. This is touching everybody. And if you don't think it can get you, it can get you. We wish you the best. We love you, Michael and Nancy. And keep everybody safe out there. These are interesting times we're living in right now. Let's take a couple more phone calls. Then we're going to take a break and roll it into our bonus hour. So if we can take one more phone call, and then we got to roll out of here. And we'll be back with another full hour of our Mike O'Mara cocktail party. Hey, Rob.
Rob, are you okay?
Rob can get some more ice. This is my impression of Rob Spiewak during all of these shows. I'm like,
hey, Rob, don't pay attention. You're doing just fine.
I'm sorry, what?
Oh, well, F you.
Carly, you set me up. It was a beautiful thing.
Hello, caller. You're the last caller for this segment of the program. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Good afternoon. This is Mark from the training ship Golden Bear in sunny Northern California.
How are you, sir? Great to hear your voice, old friend. How have you been? And what are you guys up to being on a ship? I know we've heard a lot about ships, kind of weird up in New York. They've got like 40 patients. It's weird up there. What can we do for you, sir?
I'm losing my voice because I'm leaning over the side yelling, "We're not an effing cruise ship."
Oh, really? Did you have trouble docking today?
No. We're fine. We are sort of tied up, and we're afraid to leave because they might not let us back. And then I'm yelling, "Captain Kreuzer was right. Leave him alone."
Yeah, that guy. Did you see the post I put up today about the head of that aircraft carrier that got relieved of duty for apparently leaking? Now, look, the investigation is going to follow. I've heard all the people that have written me about whether or not this compromised the location of the aircraft carrier. But at the same time, I posted a video of his crew reacting to him because he sounded the alarm.
A true captain.
When the boys got sick and the girls got sick on that ship, and they are boys and girls, and they gave him a send-off that you don't see that in the armed forces. You don't see the head honcho getting that kind of reaction from his crewmates.
It was beautiful.
It was a beautiful thing to watch. And, you know, there's a reason he is still in active status with his rank in the Navy. And I'd love to hear more about that. And I understand that he was taking care of his boys on that ship. Yep. That's the way
he
was doing
job
that.
And that's what he did.
Let's take one more phone call before we go to break here. Thank you for the call. We appreciate that. And then we got to get out of here. We'll try to keep it light. Tough to keep it light during these times.
Mike, these are real times. Real times.
Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. Who's this? Where are you calling from?
It's your favorite out-of-work airline pilot, Joel Rogers. And I'm just giving you the heads up. My brother's kids' schools canceled 2 days ago for the entire year.
Woo!
And 2 hours ago, all of Denver just shut down for the entire year. So get ready, Florida.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
That is incredible.
Joel, I have a quick question. Incredible. I know it's a tough time right now, but can't the planes fly themselves?
Yeah, I so wish.
Hey, that's Oscar. That's Oscar. That's Oscar busting your balls. That's the way he does that, you know? That's it. Hey, Joel.
Keep up the funny, guys.
God bless you, Joel, and we want you to be flying soon.
Yeah, for sure.
Another person affected by this. Go wash your hands. Thank you, Joel. Thank you to everybody. The show continues. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we will be in bonus show territory where we can do our live
video. 5 minutes. But, 5 minutes.
Five-minute
break.
We can cuss. So we'll be right back for Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. What?
Bye.
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 Yes, sir. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Rob, so I want your drink.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show is made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Thank God it's Friday!
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
That's baloney. It doesn't make sense.
Okay, let's put an end to this pathetic hoedown.
If you're waiting for a hug, you might want to pack a lunch.